The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being on the air with us tonight and listening to us. Very happy during this Christmas season. We know everybody's very busy this time of year. We thank you for taking some time out and catching up on all the latest news from soccer, both locally and around the world. And we're going to have two big members of the Rochester Lancers tonight, team preparing for a huge series of matches at the Blue Cross Arena. Big homestand coming up over the holidays. Starts this Saturday, 1 p.m. against our bitter rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. We're going to have Jeremy Ortiz, who scored two goals against the Milwaukee Wave on Saturday. And the man who runs the show, Soccer Sam, is going to join us as well, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, talking about what's coming up over the holidays with the Rochester Lancers. And, of course, today we had two very important league matches in Europe. We'll talk about those. And we are watching very closely. The word is that U.S. Soccer may make a decision tonight about the WPS, whether or not the league will come back next season. If anything breaks during the show, we will certainly go right to that, and we'll get comments and whatever. But we'll let you know. Right now, let's bring on Joe Sirianni, the man who knows it all. Or he thinks he knows it all.
Oh, you're right. Or I think that I know everything. The only thing that I know is that soccer is the game that I love, and believe it or not, Christmas is here, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows that the Rhinos, the Lancers, and the Flash, they're running specials right now for the Christmas holiday. If you have anybody that you want to know what to buy for, now is the time to go to the Rhino's office and the Flash's office. So call those numbers, and you can get a Christmas gift for all those people.
Let's tell you what's going on with the Rhinos. All packages include two Rhinos tickets, good to any regular season home game, and your choice of Rhinos merchandise. This is special holiday packs the Rhinos are doing. $20 gives you a ticket and one item, a T-shirt, an ornament, or a winter hat. $30 gets you the tickets and two items. And best deal, get all three items, a T-shirt, an ornament, and a winter hat, and a bonus item, a Rhino scarf. You want to have your scarves for soccer. It's the traditional item. That's just $50. Go to the Rhino's office down on Oak Street or give them a call, and 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, yes, they're still promoting. We don't know what's going to happen with them, but they're running a special.
They're going to be around, so
let's hope so. The 12 Days of Christmas special, go on their Facebook page. It's facebook.com, and just type in WNY Flash. That'll get you to the right page, and they're doing the 12 Days of Christmas where they're running different specials. Today they gave away a long-sleeve jersey, and you had actually the person who wanted a chance to talk to Alex Salen, the president and defender, the only player, I believe, in the world of sports who is both the president of their team, and they actually play on the team as well. So,
and Andrew, what I read today, that regardless of women professional soccer, I read that the league's going to be around one way or the other. So if you have any doubts about buying the tickets, buy it, because they're going to be around. The Western New York Flash are going to be around. So,
well, let's hope so. I mean,
so just don't hesitate.
I think people are now beginning to the word is getting out about this, and I think the ESPN had a big article about it. Stephen Goff of the Washington Post put out an article about WPS. and the Chicago Sun-Times has also put something about the WPS. The word is getting out that there may not be a league next year, and I think the media is finally catching on. But again, the word is that U.S. Soccer is having a meeting tonight, and that they may either come out with a decision or they may delay it, as they oftentimes do. We went through that last year with the North American Soccer League. So who knows? But again, if anything breaks during the show, we will certainly let you know. One thing we do want to let you know, of course, a couple bits of news. We mentioned last week, I believe, Carlos Mendez was let go by the Red Bulls. He has been picked up. He's going to be a member of the Columbus Crew, which is good news. It's a little bit closer to Rochester for all you Carlos Mendez fans. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who still follow him. And it's good for us, because maybe we'll actually get a chance to get him on the show, because the Red Bulls wouldn't give us the time of day anytime we wanted a guest from them. So we have a good relationship with the Crew, and we'll try to get Carlos on in the very near future to talk about his move to Columbus.
Well, you know, I was reading something about him today. And New York made a bad deal by letting him go, because, you know, the people that they think that they have to replace him are not you know, of his caliber, and who knows, maybe they're going to claim him back. So
Columbus has definitely picked him up, so he's going to be a member of the Columbus Crew next year. There's a second re-entry draft in MLS today, and some of the big names, some names went to some other teams. Nothing really earth-shattering. One bit of news out of LA: Greg Berhalter, the former U.S. international, has hung up his cleats. He's going to be going to Sweden to coach in Sweden a professional team there. Actually, I just had a chance to meet Greg Berhalter about 10 years ago when I was in London, and he was playing in the Premiership at the time. So very nice gentleman, and we wish him well in his move to coaching.
Well, you know, soccer never ends, really. I think that players that are active, and then they master the game, and then they become coaches. Look at Conte from Juventus. What an amazing job he's doing with Juventus.
Absolutely. And got a question. The bit of news, of course, is the Rochester Lancers. Boy, they came out like gangbusters against the best team in MISL, the Milwaukee Wave. They're up 7-0, and I will say nil. Sorry, Sam. But then Milwaukee just roared back and showed why they are the top club. They've been in this league a long, long time, and they ended up winning 24-9. But really, the second quarter, from the Baltimore Blast game all the way through, partway through the first quarter, the Lancers played as well as they played all season, but then it just fell apart against Milwaukee. But and it was doubly bad because for some reason the Syracuse Silver Knights have Baltimore's number. They beat the Blast 12-9 on Saturday, so that means that Syracuse is ahead of the Lancers right now. But they play on Saturday, huge match, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. So get your ticket. It's going to be another barn burner with the Syracuse Silver Knights. Tommy Tanner bringing his side into Rochester.
And what an exciting game that it really is, because there is a connection, first of all, between Syracuse and Rochester with Tommy Tanner. There is a connection with some of the players that have played on both teams. And the reality of the thing is that when you really look at this game, you know, it's a game that for the naysayer that say, well, I like the conventional game, the outdoor game. I think that once you go and watch one of those games, you're going to become an aficionado of the game. I mean, you can't resist. You're going to sit at the edge of your seat, and you're going to kick every ball that the players are kicking, because, you know, it's so exciting. So for I can't really say too much about it, other than just you need to have the experience. You need to go to Blue Cross Arena. You need to buy a ticket or get a ticket, whatever. And I guarantee you that once you go once, you're going to want to go back.
So absolutely. You want to support your local teams. Yeah. As we always say, we have four local soccer teams in town. We got the Lancers, the Rhinos on the men's side, and the Flash and the Ravens on the women's side. So this is soccer town. You know, another city has four teams, unless you're over in Europe. So
and you know, there's no other city that really has so much organized soccer. You know, professional, amateur, youth soccer, and everything. So I hope that the heads of soccer, they're all going to get together, and they're going to devise that whenever the Rhinos are playing or the Lancer or the Flash are playing, they won't schedule, you know, their games, or they schedule them early, or they can make arrangements to play them. at the stadium, so that people can go over there and watch soccer in the best venue that Rochester offers.
That's right. That was a great idea that Soccer Sam came up with back in the days of the Rhinos when they first started, as he arranged that the men's leagues and the youth teams didn't play when the Rhinos were playing. And that helped us to draw the big crowds. That's what we need to do again. So I know that the Flash and the Rhinos will certainly try to do that when the next season comes around in 2012. But we're going to put aside local soccer for a bit. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report. And a certain match happened in London today that's making me smile.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about Chelsea over Manchester City. We're also going to talk about Juventus against Roma that happened today.
That we're going to talk about.
Of course we are. We'll talk about Barcelona and Real Madrid as well with Dick Howard next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040. WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040. Someone must have been up, and he must have been tempted
to go in. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Saturday, December 17th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to rochesterlancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. stand by zero.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650. Go down and see Tony and Michelle. Get all your Christmas shopping done at Top Notch Monogramming. All you Lancer fans out there, you can get Lancer gear from the 2011 Lancers and also from the original Lancers from the North American Soccer League, and along with other things like the U.S. Soccer, U.S. National Team gear. The also having Bob Marley and reggae music and the Grateful Dead and anything you want monogrammed for your team or for yourself personally, get it at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony that you heard it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Good. I can just see you smiling, Andrew, on the phone.
Oh, man. Dick, Is it coming into the studio? He was grinning all around. I said, "What's going on?" I said, "What do you mean, what's going on?" He said, "Haven't you heard the news?" I said, "Yeah, Juventus tied. I mean, I thought they almost lost.
I tell you, and I, unfortunately, would you believe it, I was locked away for 9 hours today on jury duty here in Toronto, so I wasn't even allowed out to see anything. And I saw the results, and I thought, oh, penalty kicks again. Totti doesn't score, and Lampard does, so... certainly a factor in today's games.
I tell you one thing, pertaining to the Totti penalty kick. Mm-hmm. You know, when they, in the old days, when they took the penalty kick, they just took a run and they kicked the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now they hesitate and then they try to get the goalie.
And they're not allowed to, Joe.
Well, that's what they do. They give
away. It's got to be one consistent motion. This is quite a controversial topic, but Pelé. This is what he used to do. He used to come up to the ball, fake to play it into one side of the goal. The goalkeeper would go hurtling off into one corner, and he would just toe poke it into the other corner. But now it has to be without interruption, and I didn't see it, so I can't make any comment. But Buffon came up anyway. He made the save.
Yeah, what Totti did, he started his run, and then as he approached the ball, he held back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
even though it was in the motion, but Buffon read the whole thing and he dove right to his right and he caught the ball.
Yeah.
Which...
Andrew, just went down the middle, right?
If Roma had Frank Lampard taking the penalty, they probably would have scored. Because Lampard just, when he earned the penalty, he just came up and blasted the ball as hard as he could straight forward, and Hart dove to his left, and ball went into the back of the net, and Chelsea handed Manchester City their first loss of the season. It certainly didn't look that way for the first 15 minutes, though, and Balotelli scored in the second minute, and a beautiful individual effort just... got the ball in the penalty area, beat Basingua, who slipped on the very wet surface at Stamford Bridge. It was pouring rain in London the whole game. Not unusual for London, but he also beat Cech around and just tucked the ball into the corner. No problem at all. And Manchester City looked like they were well on their way to redeeming themselves after getting knocked out of the Champions League. But then Marrieche from Chelsea scored on a beautiful cross from Daniel Sturridge. And then the key moment in the game was the second yellow card that was handed out to Manchester City. And, of course, now the name just escapes me, as usual. But it was a second yellow card for Gal Clichy. Picked up a second yellow card. Just stuck out his leg when he had a yellow card and tripped Ramirez on his way to goal. And referee had no choice but to give the penalty. It was a clear second yellow. And then the goal, Lampard actually was on the bench. He was preferred to...
bit of controversy there. What do you think? What do you make of that? Do you think it's a good decision to have him on the bench, or would you have started him?
Well, Morelos was referred to Lampard. He scored the goals. He scored the first goal. So I guess... And then Villas-Boas put in Lampard. He actually took Mata out of the game. And Lampard actually set up Sturridge in the box on the play that ended up being the penalty. It was a clear penalty. Turris took a shot with his left foot, and one of the Manchester City defenders raised his arm and knocked the ball down in the area. It was a clear penalty, and Lampard put it away. But really, the game turned partway through the first half. After that first initial flurry, really, Manchester City just was not the same team. They were controlling the ball, but they really didn't threaten check the whole match after that first goal. They didn't have a clear chance on goal after that.
Yeah, well, it's still possession and penetration, isn't it? You know, you can have all the possession in the world, but if you're not going to get those incisive through balls and shots on goal, then it means nothing, and this is important. In the modern game, when you see teams that are able to maintain a lot of possession, but the end result has to be a strike on goal.
It's interesting because the commentators, Ian Dark and Steve McManaman, were saying, well, Chelsea's leaving it too late with the man advantage, because they had the man advantage over half an hour after the sending off. And Chelsea just played very patiently. Manchester City actually had a couple of chances, small chances, but the defense held. And then, again, just the patience paid off.
Yeah, and it's good for the game. And let's face it, you know, that you get results like this because it then, you know, makes it even more consistent. If Man City had come away with the 3 points, then really they were starting to take an unassailable lead. So I was pleased, more so for Vinicius Boas, because he's come under a lot of pressure. He's handled himself very well. I'm always a fan of the press conferences following games and how coaches and managers react. And compare him to Mourinho, who's totally peed off. You know, we know what he was like after the El Clasico. You know, just leaves the field and that's it. So it's always tough, and they're under so much pressure. And I think he's handled himself very well. So I was pleased for him that Chelsea got the result today.
Well, Dick, you know, I have to say that it's the first time in a long time that Italian soccer has been under the gun for a long, long time. And this is the first year that, you know, contrary to Andrew's love for the English game and Chelsea in particular, that's the first year that a three Italian team have advanced to
exactly against
the
two
Champions
from
League.
From England, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, last year it was completely different. And the Italian people were really down on everything, and but so you got to give. I really don't know. I was watching the game today between Roma and Juventus, and you know, even though they played, they played a hard game, and the referee again, you know, we talk about referees, and my God, I mean, they're under fire in Italy, but the reality, the thing is that soccer really won today. Because it was a great game, it kept me at the edge of my seat. I was waiting for Juventus to score, but I got to give a lot of thanks to Roma.
And you relied on a defender to do it.
Yeah, they played really well. So, yeah. Soccer really won today in Italy.
And that's the key thing, John. And getting back to, as I say, the three Italian teams, two from Milan, and I'm delighted for Napoli because. You know, it's sort of bringing back that golden era in the 80s when Diego Armando Maradona was weaving his magic. And they're so passionate about the game in Naples, as you know, and it's great that they have progressed to the next round, and deservedly so. I think the key game, that key win over Manchester City was the one that determined it all, of course, and full credit to them. They're a talented squad, and whether the coach is on the field or off the field.
I tell you, I was fortunate to be at the San Paolo Stadium over there, and you cannot believe that, you know, when I was over there, I got a chill all over my body just to watch the stadium completely full, the atmosphere, you know, the people chanting. You know, it's one thing watching the game on TV, but it's another thing to be there and be part of
exactly.
80,000 people that...
I totally agree, you know, and all these critics of the beautiful game, you know, I'd just love to put them in a 747, take them over to some of the great stadia in Europe and say, this is what it's all about, you know, and this is the passion, this is the emotion that you get from the game, because, as you say, you can't really get it if you're an indoor fan just watching the game on TV. And It certainly, as you say, is great to be in a stadium. And talking about stadiums, I'm delighted that Al Sadd have done well in getting through to the semis against Barcelona in the World Club Cup, because they have quite a remarkable stadium in Doha, in Qatar, you know, Joe. Andrew will appreciate it because they have gold-plated taps in the washrooms. It's air conditioning throughout the whole stadium. And the team is obviously doing the business because they had a great result against Esperance, the African champions, and they're playing against the big boys, Barcelona. But the great thing there, again, looking at oldies but goodies, Santos Futebol Club are finally back on the world stage again. So the team that brought so much credit to Brazilian football over the years with Pelé and now back with a bang.
It's interesting, though, but Santos is playing a team that is an unbelievable story in of itself. Kashiwa Reysol of Japan. This team was in the second division of Japanese football a year ago. They just won the Japanese J-League title, going from the second division and winning the title. And that, and over the weekend, they beat Monterrey, the team that knocked beat Real Salt
right.
Lake in the CONCACAF final,
kicks, but they did
on
it,
penalties.
Yeah.
So
no,
this team,
it's not going to be easy for Santos, but I'd love to see a Santos-Barcelona final, because then you've got a chance to, if Ganso and Neymar, you know, Neymar, of course, the player that's, really getting people excited in South American football, the pride of Santos.
Great, it's going to be interesting well. Because Brazilian football is very popular in Japan, but that entire Tokyo Toyota Stadium is going to be rooting for Kashiwa to get there.
Exactly.
What a story that would be if this team that literally has come out of nowhere could go into the World Club Final against Barcelona, because you got to figure Barcelona is going to win against Al Sadd, even though they had a tough match against Real Madrid and they came through with flying colors, winning 3-1 at the Bernabeu. And putting them in a great chance to win the Liga again, even though they are still behind. They're going to be behind after they, in the Club Cup, they're going to be missing some matches in La Liga. But still, there's some great possibilities in the World Club Cup. The matches are Wednesday is Kashiwa against Santos, and Thursday is Al Sadd against Barcelona. And the winners play on the 18th, which is...
Sunday,
and all these matches, I believe, are live on Fox Soccer Channel. Of course, they're very early in the morning, but still, it's going to be a great World Club Cup final. Barcelona can win again, though. What a team! They were talking about that today, Mr. Quinalia, on his show on Sirius XM about a team that is a dynasty like Barcelona. There hasn't really been a team like that. Talking about the Milan teams from the 80s,
right.
And the Ajax teams of the 70s, and the Real Madrid of the 60s.
Yeah,
but it's a dominant side right now, Barcelona, and they have to be the clear favorites now to win the Champions League too.
No, we talked about them and enthused about the way they play the game. But behind all this, I really put so much credit on Pep Guardiola. You know, what he has done coming in and, just with his interviews, the way he conducts himself and so on. And I remember him as a player. In fact, my vision of Guardiola, I was in Barcelona for the Olympics, the Barcelona Olympics, and he was playing for the Spanish national team at the time. And whenever I saw him, he was playing video games. But a very quiet, unassuming individual, and he's done a remarkable job with Barcelona. And really, his philosophy is coming through time and time again with the way they play the game and the way they get results.
Well, you know, there is another factor, I think, that... is the relationship and the winning attitude. You know, it's just something that the players have adopted. There's something that the whole club atmosphere.
Yeah, and then you trust the players, Joe. You know, a simple thing, and you know this from Italian football, the tendency is bring the players together in a hotel night before the game, and then they play the game, and Guardiola says, no, you know, he says, the players are best at home with their family. He said, I go to bed at 10 o'clock on the night before a game, and I expect my players to do the same thing. And I think this is something that is in just an example of the way he treats his players. His man management skills are outstanding.
It doesn't hurt to have Lionel Messi on your team as well.
Mazzari did the same thing with Naples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he came over to Naples, he completely changed the attitude of the player. He gave him the freedom and the trust.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, these guys, they're making the money that they're making. This is their job. They need to know how to behave themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if I put them in an hotel and they don't sleep, what good is that? So, you know, he got the player's trust, and in return, look what he's getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing very well. They'll be in the Champions League draw, which is this coming Friday. We'll see who Chelsea will be playing, who the Italian sides will be playing, who Barcelona will get drawn against. It could be Real Madrid, possibly. It's a totally blind draw. We'll see what happens. But a couple things before we let you go, Dick. We mentioned last week of the possibility of Nicolas Anelka coming to Montreal. Well, that's not going to happen. He has been transferred to Shanghai Shenhua of China. He is going to make $14.1 million a year, making him one of the highest played footballers in the world, which is, I mean, Anelka's a great player, but he is nowhere near the level of a Messi or a Cristiano Ronaldo.
But it just shows you the money that's in the game in China. I think the factor there was that Jean Tigana would be taking over as a coach, you know, he's done so well in French football, and it's always good that you have that relationship with your coach. But that kind of money is just incredible. We already talked about Eto'o and what he's earning in Russia, but
that's right. He's amazing. And now they're saying that Drogba might also be going to China as well, and that Chelsea might let him go, which would be, I can't believe they would do that, losing two of their top strikers in the transfer window. But, you know, money talks, and even Abramovich, who has billions of dollars, you know, he can't take away that, you know, that kind of money comes in. Hey, what are you going to do?
And this is what players are looking when they turn 30. You know, they're looking for that last big transfer and getting the money, and you can't, you know, criticize them for that. And as you say, Drogba and Anelka are both household names, and they've done everything and got the T-shirts, and now they just want to recoup and stabilize everything for the rest of their lives, and you can't blame them making these kind of decisions.
Of course not. And Montreal didn't get Anelka, but they did get a very familiar name back, as Greg Sutton will be rejoining the Montreal Impact
for the upcoming MLS
season.
I was delighted with that, because, you know, recovering from the concussion that he had that kept him out of the game for the longest period of time, and it's great because he's a super individual and a great signing by Montreal, because you've got now, you know, the big fellow, the big Jamaican keeper,
Donovan
in between
Ricketts.
The posts, and Craig Sutton backing him up or battling him for that number one spot. I think it's going to make for a very strong squad and a good signing by Montreal.
And we'll see what happens when the MLS season starts. I know, Joe, you're looking forward to that too.
Oh, definitely. I just can't wait, because actually I'm waiting to find out about the women professional soccer. If the U.S. soccer doesn't do anything positive, I think they should be, all those people, they should be scolded, and they should be brought someplace and get whipping.
Well, there's no news as of 7 o'clock here. We are waiting to hear. Supposedly there's a meeting going to be happening tonight in Chicago to determine the fate of WPS. So
good. Well,
Dick,
I wish
you'll
them
be
all
watching
the best.
It too.
Certainly needed.
Well, Dick, thanks very much for being with us as always, and we'll have a lot more to talk to you about next Monday night. Thanks for being
great
with us,
guys, and congratulations again, Andrew.
Thanks. I'll be smiling all the way home.
He's been smiling ever since he got here.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Howard, live from Toronto, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will turn it indoors, and we'll speak with the owner of the Rochester Lancers, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. A lot of big things happening with the Lancers over the holidays. We'll find all about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Saturday, December 17th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
W, Merry Christmas, YSL.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching. It's Dominic the Donkey. Ching-a-dee-ching. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La, la, la.
How much did you pay him, Joe, to play this?
La, la, la.
Mamma mia. Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll have Jeremy Ortiz from the Rochester Lancers and our U.S. Futsal national team in our next segment. But coming up right now, we are joined by somebody who is probably dancing and enjoying the Italian Christmas music, the one and the only owner of the Rochester Lancers. His appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, more than 20 locations in the Rochester area, one phone number, 234-5555. Sam, thanks for joining us tonight.
I love that, Dominic, the donkey there. I thought my name used to be Shekko when I was a little kid, so I could relate to it, Joe.
mine too. it wasn't Shekko, not Sheik. What's your secondo cervello?
Careful what you say. They can understand Italian.
No, it's a cervello. It means, okay. You know, jackass.
Well, Sam, let's tell you, Saturday night, you had to be jumping out of your seat Saturday when the Lancers jumped out 7-0. I won't say nil because I know you don't like that. 7-0 over Milwaukee, the best team in the MISL, but then reality struck. But it looks like, I mean, tell us about what happened in those first few minutes of that match. What was it that the Lancers did that you just jumped all over Milwaukee like that?
They just were aggressive. I mean, Jeremy Ortiz scored, I think, the quickest goal in the history of indoor soccer. They just played awesome. But Joe Julian, I knew that, you know, we're still playing Milwaukee, and we didn't get too excited right away. You know, it's the best team in the league, maybe the best team ever in indoor soccer, with one of the best coaches of all time, Keith Tozer. So, but, you know, unfortunately, our goalie had a meltdown, and you know, and any of us have ever played a game when it's, you know, key players, like, you know, your goalkeeper has a meltdown, the whole team gets affected, and that's what happened.
Oh, boy. Well,
Sam, just, you know, from my perspective, I just got to, you know, win about, what, 10 games almost? You know,
Eight games.
And now, from the beginning to now, you know, as an owner, you know, just like I compare you to those guys in Europe that, you know, the team, you know, the president, they kind of get involved a little bit, and you are involved, not that you tell the coach what to do, but you pretty well understand the game. What do you see, where would you put the team from your standard, where you expect?
Well, Joe and Andrew, I think we have the best soccer players in the league. I don't think there's not a team in this league that has a Mauricio Salas or a Jeremy Ortiz or a Patrick Hannigan or a Doug Miller. I really don't think there's one team in this league that has players of that caliber. But I think the league has players that know indoor soccer and know the boards and know how to play indoor soccer. And it's going to take us a little time to learn that game. Unfortunately, our backup goalkeeper, Leo, struggled to learn this game, and it was apparent, you know, things just didn't go our way. It's not just the saves that you make it indoor, the releases, the passes down the field, the foot skills are so much more important than they are in outdoor soccer, and we struggled with that, and we paid the price. But I think overall, I think Coach Andrecki and his, you know, and his staff did an amazing job bringing in this talent. And I think when Joe Giuliano and I were talking during the game, there's guys that have been on Milwaukee for 8 years, 9 years. When we could say that guys have been on the Lancers for 2 or 3 years or 4 years, I think you're going to see a totally different team.
Certainly. It's all about experience. And that's, you know, we knew that Baltimore, Milwaukee, and Missouri were going to be the three stellar teams in this league, and they're proving that. They're the only teams that have winning records, and they've been dominant against, except for some reason Baltimore can't win a game at home, and Syracuse has their number because they beat Baltimore at home 12-9 on Sunday, which puts them ahead of the Lancers in the schedule, in the standings. Who would have thought that?
You know, I have a theory on that. If you look at Baltimore, the way they play right now, they play like the old Cleveland Crunch did when Tommy Tanner was on the Crunch. They use Nettle like they used to use Karich, and they use Garcia like they used to use Marinero. So I think I think Danny Kelly has studied the Cleveland Crunch's success and developed players to fill in that role, where Tommy was part of that team. So he gets it. He knows what they're doing. He knows what they're thinking. So he's able to kind of, you know, play well against them. And in three games now, two games they won, and one game they came really close in Syracuse. So I think he has their number. But, again, I don't think any team in this league has the quality of players that we have. And it's just, and time will make the difference. I think by the end of the year, you're going to see different results against some of these teams for us.
Well, I think it's certainly going to be important, Sam. And we were talking earlier, Joe and I, about the upcoming schedule for the Lancers. This may be the most important part of the schedule for this team, because four of the next five games are going to be at home over the Christmas break. You've got Syracuse on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Then Norfolk, who, unfortunately for Norfolk, they're by far the worst team in this league. They've not won a game, and they've scored only 44 points in seven games and given up 127. So we play them three times in the next five games. So those are games we have to win. And then the 27th, we get to see the Milwaukee Wave here in Rochester. I can't wait to see them play because it's going to be a treat to watch them. And if the Lancers can come out with the fire they did in the first quarter in Milwaukee, I think they have a chance against them.
I definitely think we could beat that team. I think with Patrick Hannigan, you know, hopefully his wrist is healed up. He had a little wrist issue the other night that we weren't sure if we should report or not. But it's healing properly, and hopefully Patrick will be in the goal for those Norfolk games in the next Milwaukee game and obviously the Syracuse game Saturday. And, you know, Patrick, in my opinion, is the best goalie right now in the league. He's athletic. He's smart. He gets in. He's a real soccer player. For some of the other goalies in the league are good indoor goalies, but not necessarily soccer goalies. So I can't wait to see those games. And Andrew, Milwaukee, what they did in this third quarter and the fourth quarter, it was almost like they were playing like the Globetrotters. They were like just dancing around in corners and sucking guys into the corners and then leaving their guys at the top of the arc and just kind of like just. It was almost like they were toying with us, and again, that comes with experience. So I think by watching game films and learning, no team is going to ever do that to us again. And I think you're going to see a different match. But I can't wait for Saturday, 1 o'clock against Syracuse and Tommy Tanner and his boys.
It's critical that we beat Syracuse. That's a team we're going to have to beat to get in the playoffs. Norfolk, I think, is, unless there's some major turnaround there, they're out of it. And Baltimore is probably going to get in the playoffs because they're very strong and very experienced team. So it's really us against Syracuse. And if we can have a better record against the Silver Knights, that's going to be the first tiebreaker. So very important match on Saturday. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff. What's going on promotion-wise on Saturday?
Well, Andrew, you know, we are doing the Hosanna thing. We're going to have merchandise available. The band's there at 11:30. Gates open at 11:30. Doors open at 11:30. You know, we're doing amazing with our season ticket base. And I want to thank all the Rochester soccer fans that are getting behind this team and the local sponsors. I mean, we surpassed any expectations we could have ever imagined for our sponsorship. So we're doing everything we can right with ticket sales and sponsorship sales. And I just, it's just a matter of just getting these guys to learn this indoor game. And then once they get the confidence to realize that they are real soccer players playing against indoor soccer players, if they become indoor soccer players, I think, you know, we're going to go right to the championship game with this team.
Well, Sam, you know, you just mentioned a little bit that you're pretty well happy with the progress that the team has made so far. Are you going to be Santa Claus?
I'm not going to be Santa Claus. We have the real Santa Claus, Joe. There is a real Santa Claus. We're gonna do a lot of creative things in halftime on Saturday that I think the fans are going to get a kick out of. Hopefully, we obviously have the Lancer dancers, and of course our mascot Lancer Louie doing his thing, but. You know, right now we are just excited about, you know, the fans that come up to us after the games and say, you know what, I hate soccer, but I love the Lancers. We went to the distillery. We went to the distillery after the game the other night, and there was a guy like screaming at the top of his lungs, like, you know, he was a little drunk, I think, but he's like, I hate soccer, but I love the Lancers. And I'm hearing that more and more from people that aren't traditional soccer fans like us. That. You know, just they came because they got a ticket or their company was a sponsor, and then they got hooked. And I think this sport, unlike many other sports out there, it could hook you if you're a basketball fan, a hockey fan, a lacrosse fan. It has all those elements into one, so you don't need to be your traditional soccer fan. And unfortunately, some of the traditional soccer fans, like Andrew, maybe don't appreciate it as much as they should, because it's not traditional soccer. It's different.
Hey, don't put words in my mouth. I've said this is a different sport, just like futsal is not the same sport, or beach soccer. It's different variations of the game, and it takes a different type of player with different kinds of skills that's going to excel at the different types of soccer. I mean, Jeremy Ortiz, we're going to have on next, is going to tell us futsal is different than the MISL, but he's great at both. So, Sam, we're going to let you go because we're going to get Jeremy on, and he'll tell us all about that, okay?
Hey, guys, if I don't talk to you, Bob, Joe, you guys have a fantastic holiday. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys, and I'll talk to you hopefully after the holidays.
I got to come and see you so we can have a drink together.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Okay, Sam, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye,
Soccer guys. Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. As we mentioned, Jeremy Ortiz from the U.S. Futsal National Team and the Rochester Lancers forward. He'll be with us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 1040.
He said, is it really Santa Claus? Really, really Santa? Is that really Santa? Really, really Santa? Is that really Santa?
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match Saturday, December 17th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
WYSL, Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's one of my favorites. Every time it comes to the part where Burl Ives sings, kiss her once for me, I always kiss my wife. Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Wright, Carl Sirianni. Hope everyone's having a very happy Christmas season. And we come up to the big day on the 25th, but the big day for the Lancers is coming up this Saturday as they once again face the Syracuse Silver Knights. And it's going to be a barn burner, just like the last three times they've played. It's a great rivalry, and it's 1 p.m. kickoff, and you definitely want to be there at the Blue Cross Arena. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK, and our next guest will be on the field for the Lancers that day. Jeremy Ortiz joins us now, and his appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Again, it's 1 p.m. Syracuse Silver Knights this coming Saturday.
And
Jeremy.
The door open at 11 o'clock.
11:30.
11:30.
Get it right.
Be there at 11.
You can be freeze outside.
No. This way you can find a nice parking spot.
Yeah, that's true. Jeremy, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me. How you guys doing?
I'm doing real well. And you got off to a great start on Saturday. Two goals within the first few minutes there. One 5 seconds into the game. You guys had to be flying high, and then Milwaukee sort of did their thing, and I'm sure though it gives us an opportunity to see what they had, what they brought to the table, and we have them at home coming up on the 27th. I think it's going to be a different story.
Yeah, no, I definitely believe so. We definitely came out flying high, you know, scoring the first two goals. We were up 7-0. Mauricio added another 3-pointer. They were definitely, you know, feeling pretty well, and then we just became a little bit undisciplined on our defense. And then, you know, kind of Milwaukee, you know, with their experience, you know, they've been around the league for ages now. They've pretty much kind of, took over. I mean, definitely, you know, we're still learning. Obviously, we definitely have, rookies on the team. You know, half the team has played indoor, but then half the other team, you know, are still adjusting to the game. And, it's only going to come with more games being played. So, but I'm pretty confident, you know, in the players that we do have, that when Milwaukee comes again, I believe next weekend or in two weeks, we'll be able to give them, you know, much better showing. So,
Jeremy Josiviani here. Tell us a little bit of the team that you played against so far. Which team has impressed you the most with not only, you know, with their play, you know, and but also with you know, the skill level?
What team do I believe is like the best one out there? Or is that what?
The team that you played, of the team that you played so far, which team you think has the best players in it?
I would probably say Milwaukee, because they are. I know the head coach over there, Keith Tozer. He's pretty much an indoor coaching legend over there, and what he emphasizes on is strictly, you know, defense first. Because defense obviously are going to win the game, and they're very disciplined defensively, and that's what great teams do. You know, they hold down the fort pretty well, and then once the other team makes mistakes, they capitalize. And Milwaukee, you know, definitely did that to us, and also Baltimore. But out of the two right now, I would probably give the upper hand to Milwaukee. Just because
now you played against these teams before, because you've experienced with the Philadelphia Kicks and the old New Jersey Ironmen, so you know these teams. So how is it different playing for the Lancers and playing in the previous time in the MISL?
Well, what was great about playing with the Kicks was there was definitely a veteran team. I was playing with probably some of the best indoor players, you know, to ever play, with Donnie D'Ambra, Patty Morris. Who else did I play with the Kicks? I'm trying to think. Anthony Mayer, Will and Ray Martinez. They were both on the Kicks with me too. Tom Myers from Baltimore, Netta from Baltimore. I mean, so definitely, you know, Peter Pappas as well. Patty Morris. All those guys, you know, playing on the Kicks. You know, definitely learned a lot. It was my first 2 years playing. And so, you know, for me being a rookie going in, you know, I was just trying to take as many notes as, you know, I possibly can, you know, about, you know, just about the indoor game, how to make your runs right, you know, passing and moving, making your runs off the target forward. To definitely, you know, playing my 2 years there definitely, you know, gives me more confidence you know, when I play with the Lancers now. And I feel like me playing on this team, you know, with that experience, it gives me more of a leadership role, you know, to try and tell, you know, some of these guys, you know, how the indoor game is played. So, you know, with that being said, you know, definitely, you know, my 2 years with the Kicks, you know, definitely learned a lot. You know, it was pretty much baptism by fire because I played, you know, right from the starting point, you know, because we had injuries here and there, and then I was just thrusted into the lineup. So it definitely helped me, you know, pretty much my overall game, my technical ability, tactical, and just moving on from there. So I was definitely grateful, you know, playing in Philly and, you know, coming here and, you know, hopefully, you know, doing good things with Rochester and with this team. I think we definitely have a great future, you know, ahead of us.
Well, Derek, we appreciate you being on the show. Sorry to cut you off. We're running out of time. But we look forward to seeing you this Saturday against the Syracuse Silver Knights at 1 p.m. And then the big homestand coming up over the holidays. We'll get a lot of chance to see you and the Lancers in action at the Blue Cross Arena. Thanks very much for being with us, and good luck.
All right. Thank you. Guys, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Jeremy Ortiz from the Rochester Lancers. I want to thank Jeremy, along with Soccer Sam, and, of course, Eric Trendle and Rich Randall from the Lancers helped us with the show tonight, and of course Dick Howard. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe,
want an update?
Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass.